still a long season, though. Five weeks. I mean, we're gloom and doom right now, but I've seen different things happen when you come out.
Right, and I think that's what we need to realize and what the fans need to realize. And, you know, Coach Shannon always says that it's a marathon, not a sprint. And right now, we're just coming around that curve, so we're going to finish it on up.
Do you want this bye week, personally?
Actually, no. I'd rather just go out there and get ready for the Steelers. But it's a regular season. It's how the season is set up for us. So, you know, let's correct what mistakes that we made and go out there and get ready for the Steelers.
On a personal note, have you had a chance to talk to Dominic back and forth this week?
Yeah, I talked with him Friday, and we just talked to him. You know, he just wished me the best of luck, and I told him, you know, I was praying for him, and, you know, we just see where our careers take us. So we're constantly encouraging.
Right?
Yeah, it's part of the business. We didn't really cope on as far as what happened. We're just, you know, looking forward. You know, he got picked up, so we're just all happy about it.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. Brian, are the special teams lacking confidence right now?
I think we're not really lacking confidence. I think we're just not completing plays. We're not doing what we need to do. And, you know, that's from a return standpoint and from a coverage standpoint. We just need to finish everything up, and that's what we're lacking.
Brian, what happened on that? I know you've answered this. What happened on the fumble?
Well, that I can remember, you know, I was coming. I actually aborted the return because I actually thought I saw a guy flash. And so I actually went into where the guys were blocking. So I had to take the blame, put it on myself that, you know, guys were blocking where I was running. And so that's why that hit looked like that, just because the guys were being pushed right to where I was going. So guy put his helmet on the ball, and, you know, I wasn't technically sound as far as holding the ball. And so, you know, end result was a fumble.
When you say that, for this to be a dumb question, when you say you aborted the return because you saw a guy flash, what does that really mean?
I mean, just basically, Scott O'Brien sets it up where we run a track, and basically we have a certain part of where we run to set up the wedge and set up our blockers. And, you know, I felt basically that guys had actually, you know, did something that we weren't prepared for, or at least I wasn't prepared for it, so I cut back the other way, and the result was 7 points.
So you're trying to just basically get what you can and get done?
Yeah, I was basically just trying to get, you know, I think I tried to fight off more than I could chew. So just staying with the return and being patient, I just tried to make the home run too quick, and I didn't, it takes 11, you know, and the other 10 guys didn't necessarily know what I was doing back there, and so I had to put the blame on myself.
How sick does that make you feel? All the stuff that's going on with the special teams and Dominic, you know, and all that.
It's very disappointing because I know, you know, we've been harping on our kick return, our punt return for a while, and the fans want to see it. Coach Shanahan wants to see it. And so for us to come short again today is just upsetting. And, you know, like I tell people, we got to keep chopping at wood, keep on, you know, getting things right, getting prepared for the next game. Can't look in the past.
Thanks, Brian.